The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining me today on The Chalene Show. It's Friday, so it's Car Smart Day, which means we're in my car, but today you're in the back seat because I have my daughter with me in the passenger seat. Say what's up, Sierra.
What is up?
And we're going to talk about everything from therapy to adulting, things that I think everyone will benefit from. Well, we've already recorded it, so I'm just telling you this after the fact that we talk about some pretty cool things that I think will be useful for you and your kids, or even if you don't have kids, I think this is pretty useful stuff, and you're going to love it. So without further ado, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I don't know if you felt this way, but I feel like this summer we've given you like a crash course in adulting. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Has it felt like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you think that is? I mean,
like when I hang out with my friends, well, not like Tara, because
she was born an adult.
She really was.
I was not expecting things to go this way at all. Well, first of all, I would say you have always been more mature than most kids your age.
Yep.
Oh, did I hit something?
It's okay. I do it every day in my car.
Dad's
every day
car doesn't beep early enough. Don't tell him.
How about when he was on his phone today and he's going full speed and it goes, no, 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 no. And he's like, the car was stopped. I was braking.
No, he was looking at his phone.
Yeah, I know.
He almost killed us. One thing that I think is really interesting is that you had never, I mean, you'd done like a single therapy session, but the summer you really like went to therapy.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people don't realize how much it's really like life coaching. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a good therapist.
Yes.
So if you had to pick one thing that your therapist really helped you to either identify or understand or evolve or process, if you had to just pick one, what's the most profound thing you learned?
The most profound thing I learned.
Mm-hmm. Identity's a big one.
Yeah, identity. Yeah, it was 100% identity, because that was one of the first things I worked on. And with her was my confidence, especially the last 2 months of track, was like completely stripped, and I was not confident, and I didn't know. Like, my identity was track. And my entire life, before that, I knew, no matter what I was doing, like, whether I was a beast at soccer or doing musicals, I knew
who
I didn't care.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so why did track make you feel like you lost your confidence those last couple of months? Because it was controlling you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And trapped.
So, trapped. Does it still make you feel anything when you hear it say the word trapped?
Not right now.
That's the thing about EMDR therapy, is they say if you are really working on the right trigger, that it doesn't come back. Like if a certain word or a certain thought of an event makes you anxious, once you work it down to like whatever.
Like right now, I don't feel anything.
Then you probably won't ever.
Yeah. But I still know what it would feel like. I'm just, it doesn't give me
anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Or anything, really.
Do you have friends who think it's weird? Because I've had so many people that are like, so afraid to go to therapy. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Why would you not want an advantage on like every part of your life just for things to be easier? Anything.
I don't have friends that are afraid. I just don't think they know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think a lot of them that have gone to therapy, they don't know what a good therapist is. And they don't go enough, like one and done.
Yes, yes. One and done.
Like if I stuck with the original therapist.
Lordy.
I was giving her therapy.
I've had a therapist like it before, too. What do you think you've done in the last couple months? Because I feel like it's been a crash course in adulting. which I feel, you know, Dad and I felt a little bit guilty about it, because like all of a sudden we're like, oh geez, have we taught her how to do this, 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 and this? Have we? You probably know this. Like, Dad and I, at the beginning of the summer, were like, holy crap, we didn't realize it, but since Brock left, it's been the three of us 24/7.
Yeah.
And we have worried, and that's one of the reasons why we, you know, talked to Lisa, your therapist, too. Like, we have kind of created this codependent relationship where it's like, we really like that you like hanging out with us, but it's just been us three, which didn't allow you to kind of, like, didn't force you, I should say, to find someone your age to go work out with. You'd just go work out with me, or, you know, we'd watch documentaries, and all of a sudden we're like, she's not going to have us. It's like losing, you know, a lot of kids leave home and they're not with their parents, but like, we had become your world after the three of us have, after Brock pretty much left, I think. And then we're like, this is probably not helpful for her. We have got to help her, like, feel not lonely when we're not around, and get you ready to be like off on your own and in uncomfortable situations, because that's what leaving is kind of about.
Yeah. I think if we're talking like social wise,
all things.
Yeah, yeah. But social wise, I think that I had that down, but you're right. When it, like, I know how to be the center of attention, I know how to be a communicator, socialize with people when I am comfortable. It's what you said, when I'm uncomfortable, it's when I lack that.
And you kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Which comes across as like, oh, she's
cold.
Yeah, but you're really just, it's kind of like your version of shy. I guess.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, if we had like dropped you off at college in July or even the beginning of August, do you feel like just even that another month has made such a big difference?
That's where like the maturity compared to me and my friends come in, and also the situation. If I was dropped off at ASU, 100%. But since I'm gonna be in an apartment with two girls with a rent, not going to traditional college where there's college parties,
houses,
I would have been on a track team, all that stuff involved. That way I would have been fine, but FITM, probably not.
And why do you think that is? Because it's so different? It's like more, like...
Yeah, it's more adult.
Yeah.
It's more of real world than college.
Yeah, and that's our assumption because you haven't gone, but from what we assume, first it's just smaller and just, you know, all of it.
It's not a college campus.
Right. In a traditional sense.
Yeah.
I feel like you, you know, in like the last month, also having all the deadlines you had and creating the structure and finishing all the work that you did on your book, like that was like kind of a crash course in, okay, here's how to get things done when you just don't, it's, you know, it's summer.
Yeah. And also I never had that with school. Like, school came always easy for me.
Yeah.
So I never felt stressed or under like a deadline for school. And then with kids who work, obviously I've never had a, like a traditional job. I feel like a job is kind of easy in the sense, like,
you,
if I worked at a grocery store, like, here are my hours, this is what I do.
I show up
with what I had to do is like all on my own. I had to think of things to do.
You had to reverse
engineer.
I had
to get them done. I had to find people that will do them for me if I don't think I can do it myself, like outsource. Yeah. Reverse engineer.
Have you thought about like how huge that is, like what you got done in such a short period of time?
Yeah, especially the past month.
Crazy. Landing page, domain name, you wrote your thank you letter, you created a freemium, you created a recipe, you hired someone to do your branding, you wrote the exercises, you tested them all, you wrote the intro to the book, you
went to therapy for writing the book.
Yeah. So why did you have to go therapy for, because kind of in the middle of it, all of a sudden you were like, okay, I just don't want to do this.
What was the question?
Well, I don't know. Like, so you were like, I want to, actually, if you remember, you were like, okay, Mom, you should do an ebook. And I'm like, well, I really can't, but you could.
Yeah. That's how it started.
Yeah. And then you're like really into it. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't want this to be my identity.
Yeah.
It wasn't really about the book. It was more so like feeling like, oh God, here I go again, creating an identity.
I didn't know what I was signing myself up for.
So you're afraid that it was going to be
just a commitment, something I didn't want to be.
You just don't
want
to be one dimensional.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I worried that I was like, okay, if I tell it, like, then just drop it. That I'm teaching you it's okay to let go of commitments. So I kind of struggle with, like, God, do I push her to finish this? Because I know how good it's going to feel and help her to understand this doesn't have to be an ongoing thing. Like, you can be multidimensional. But I really struggle with that. I'm like, do I push her to finish this? Or do I say, it's okay, quit. You know, you don't have to finish the book project.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted you to finish the book project just because I knew what that would feel like. And you were so close. Mm-hmm. Did that make you feel trapped when I was like, I really think you need to finish it?
No, because we had talked about it before. Like, I expressed, like, the way I was feeling before. And then we mm-hmm. talked about how it's not going to be my identity. And then I went to therapy for it. I knew why you had me finish it. That's mm-hmm. what helped. I knew I don't even have to sell it if I don't want to. I don't even right. have to put it out there. I just have to
finish.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just learning all those skills is such a crazy thing. Because there's so many things, other things you can do with. There's so many other books. There's so many other, just millions of things you can help people with if you just understand. Like, I don't think the average person realizes that they can take something that's happened to them or something that they figured out and just, there's a way to help other people with it. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do it. Like, and they're all were steps that you did. How many days did you spend where you spent more than 5 hours
Never.
On book stuff?
Never.
So what was the most? 3 hours?
3 hours.
Isn't that just crazy to you though, that people, like I was just at a conference this weekend of adult entrepreneurs, and I would say 80% of the room hasn't done some of those foundational pieces because they're just like, oh, it seems overwhelming.
Yeah, I was like thinking, like, what would I even do? Like, my brain wouldn't work for 5 hours.
Yeah.
If I focused on one thing.
I can't either. Maybe people think that's how it's supposed to be, but like, if you're going to get something big done, you have to do it all at once, all day, every day for however yeah. long it takes. And you really don't. If you just do like 3 little things every day. What are you nervous
that
about?
Too.
What did?
Lists.
How so?
Like, I like the 3 things to do a day because, well, and the master, like, brainstorm because mm-hmm. then you feel good about yourself no matter what because you're obviously going to get 3 things done in a day. And yeah. so anything else you get on top of that, you're like, oh, okay.
Because mm-hmm. if you don't make a list and you get 10 things done, you still have all these other things in your
yeah,
head.
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, so I didn't do anything. Or I didn't do the important things. Okay, so let me ask you one more thing before we get out of the car. Next, I'm going to ask you 2 things. Number one, what are you nervous about in leaving? And what are you most excited about?
Most nervous?
Mm-hmm. Or anxious? Or
A budget?
Hashtag honest.
Yeah, most nervous in budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, a budget for sure. And then most excited, just something new.
You're moving in with 2 girls you've never met.
I know, and I'm so excited about it.
That's a weird thing, how that worked out. How crazy, huh?
I know.
I really hope it does work out. But you're also prepared, right?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I think all guys don't have the same issues as girls, especially living together, like Brock right now. But I don't think guys care so much. But girls, it's a little bit tougher. That's the thing. You'll get through it. It's never forever. And it forever. Should be a lot of fun.
Very excited.
So fun.
Lauren and Stella.
I like how the first thing you guys do is decide you're going to throw a Halloween
costumes.
Party. Yeah, like what?
It's going to be so cute.
So, any advice for parents who are, like, you know, they have limited time left with their kids and they need to get them prepared to fly the nest? If you could give those parents one piece of advice that would help their kids, what would it be?
One piece?
Mm-hmm. Like, would it be therapy? Would it be, you've been reading books this summer, taking notes, creating a to-do list, going to work, networking, visiting every coffee house in San Clemente with cute boys.
Mm-hmm. That really helps.
You're really addicted to those cute baristas. Think about one of your friends.
I would say therapy, because I don't think a lot of parents themselves even do to-do list or know a lot of, like, those things. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd say therapy. There's so many, like, inner things that you have going on in your head that need to be solved first.
Sorted out. That's so true.
Anything else. But everything is so much easier when you have a good headspace.
So true. That's good advice. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of The Chalene Show. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you are the bomb.com. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Chalene Show. Was sponsored by The Chalene Show Live, the live tour. We take The Chalene Show live on the road. This is something we're just doing for a short period of time. And I hope that I'm coming to a city near you. To find out, all you have to do is go to chalenejohnson.com/Chalene Show Live. There you'll see the locations we currently have scheduled. Many of them are already close to selling out. We also offer a VIP experience that is freaking dope. It's my favorite part, because then I actually get to spend time with you after the show. And sometimes there's cocktails, sometimes it's just really fun and crazy. We take photos, we talk, we chat. You get to meet other podcast listeners, other lifers. It's really cool to connect. I can't even tell you how many little groups have sprung up from these get-togethers after the events. Plus, of course, we take care of you. You're the first ones who get to pick your seats right up close. You get to ask your questions first when we go to the live Q&A. And of course, we give you some awesome swag. We're trying to schedule all these in really small, intimate locations, and the price for the events are really affordable. Under $40 for general admission. So if you haven't already, please go to chalenejohnson.com/Chalene Show Live. Do that right now. Gather up all your cool friends, and I'll see you at the show.